degrees. We'll have more details on the weather coming up following the ABC News update. Right now it is 61 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A powerful magnitude 6.9 earthquake has struck off of Japan's two southernmost islands, about 18 miles deep off Kyushu Island. The country's meteorological agency issued a tsunami advisory predicting a wave of up to 3 feet. For the first time since Putin invaded more than 2 years ago, Ukraine has launched a large-scale military incursion into Russia, a force plunging some 10 miles into the Kursk region bordering Ukraine. Putin vowed to crush the incursion. More news about jobs is coming today. The number's likely to get more than the usual attention.
The weekly jobless claims report is due out this morning, and investors are expected to give it more than just a glance. They want to know if it shows a jump in first-time claims. That could be an indication that the disappointing July employment report really is a sign that the economy's weakening.
ABC's Daria Albinger. This is ABC News. The very existence of Australia's Great Barrier Reef is in peril as ocean temperatures around it have in just the past decade hit their highest level in 400 years. ABC's Chuck Sievertson with the story.
There have been mass coral bleaching events covering about two-thirds of the Great Barrier Reef off Australia, according to an aerial survey by NASA. When water temperatures get too hot, the coral expel the algae that provide them with color and food and sometimes die. Researchers at Australian universities and the journal Nature used coral skeleton samples from the Coral Sea to reconstruct sea surface temperature data from the 1600s to today. They say temps were stable until a steady warming from 1960 on.
Check your pocket change. You may be walking around with Celia Cruz. The U.S. Mint shipped out new quarters bearing the image of Celia Cruz, the iconic Cuban singer. It's the fourth coin in the American Women Quarters program. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 76, partly to mostly cloudy, and a slight chance of a light shower around midday today. South winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing this afternoon. Partly cloudy to clear tonight, a low of 51. Partly sunny Friday, breezy and fall-like, a high of 71. 49 Friday night, partly cloudy and crisp. And Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and comfortably cool yet, a high of 73. 77 on Sunday with sunny and pleasant conditions. In Richland Center, following an early reading of 66 this morning, we are down from that. It is 61 degrees. Good morning. Today is Thursday, the 8th of August. It is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet
Remembering the Nealons today, and we shall wear a crown. As we start the day in a positive way, and prior to that, our national anthem performed by the Oak Ridge Boys. Good morning, friends. 7 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, 61 degrees currently in Richland Center. As we start the day in southwest Wisconsin with just some really pleasant weather, sounds like maybe more of the same. Could be a few slight light showers here today, but I was looking ahead to Walk with Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Event on Friday night. And if we're heading to Kroska Park Friday night, we may need to take along a sweater or a light jacket, but not an umbrella. So that's the good news we can tell you today. Let's start those chores, shall we? Thursday morning music from Razzie Bailey.
This 18 wheels rolling heavy through the desert night. I've been driving all day, but I won't shut it down tonight. I just pulled out of Santa Fe. I'm gonna make it home by the break of day, cause the midnight hauler is cannonballing a home. Got my load strapped down and my Peterbilt's wound up tight. I got my saddle full of diesel and my belly full of coffee and whites. Thought I'm talking on the radio, keeping track of old Smokey Joe, cause the midnight hauler is cannonballing a home. I got a little woman waiting back in OKC. Lord, that sweet young woman don't love nobody but old R.B. I just called her on the telephone. I said tomorrow night she won't sleep alone, cause the midnight hauler is cannonballing a home. The highway is deserted, it's a Saturday night. Ain't nobody but the moon and the trucks in sight. I'm streaking across the desert like a lightning flash. I'm coming home, baby, gotta get there fast.
sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to, and make the world go away.
Stone Cold Classic from Eddie Arnold on the Light in the Milk House Show. 13 minutes after 5. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has scheduled its annual guided canoe trips on the Wisconsin River this summer. A trip is scheduled for today between 9 and 1 from Gotham to Muscadet. To find out more about this trip or others, call 608-739-3188. Eagle School Sneak Peek Fundraiser will be held Friday and Saturday this weekend, 9 until 2. They will feature a rummage sale, bake sale with coffee and pieces of pie a la mode, a disc golf putting contest, supervised playground, and lunch wagon from 11 until 2. Have lunch with Congressman Derek Van Orden coming up on Monday, August 12th from 11:30 until 12:30 at the Richland Center meal site. District Director Colby Lacefield and Field Representative Molly Bone will be on hand as well. If you are 60 or older, you're invited to reserve a meal for that event. You can do that by calling 647-2323. St. John's Fun Fest will be held Friday night and Saturday at Spring Green Veterans Park. Festivities available all weekend include a co-ed softball tournament, children's games, bounce houses, sandbox, food and beverages. A 5K run walk will be held Saturday morning at 8, and a $10,000 raffle drawing will be held Saturday night starting at 7 o'clock. That's just a thumbnail sketch of some things going on in the next few days and this weekend in our great land. 61 degrees at WRCO. That is so far the overnight low. Here's Sonny James.
When I was down, you were my closest friend. Always there to love and understand. You've given me the strength to carry on. Been my hope when all my hope was gone. This is the love that I have lived for. This is the love that I would die for. This is the love that's made my life complete. This is the love that you've given me. Every day I watch this feeling grow. It's getting stronger, and I want you to know you mean more to me than words can ever say. You touch my life in oh so many ways. This is the
be.
Sonny James on WRCO, and this is The Love. It's a little foggy out there, so be careful. Some areas, it'll improve quickly, but early on this morning could be some issues. 61 degrees, our current reading here on the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home healthcare needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Blake Perkins was 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs, and the Milwaukee Brewers had 16 hits in an 8-5 victory over the slumping Atlanta Braves. Joey Ortiz went 3-for-5 with a double, 2 RBIs, and a run to help the National League Central leading Brewers beat the Braves for the second straight game to open the series. Designated hitter Gary Sanchez was 2-for-5 with 2 runs and an RBI. Jackson Chirio and Reese Hoskins had 3 hits each, as the Brewers had 24 base runners. The Braves have lost 4 straight and have dropped into the National League's 3rd wild card slot after leading the wild card race for much of the season. Elsewhere, San Francisco 7-4 over Washington. Miami beat Cincinnati 6-4. San Diego 9, Pittsburgh 8. The Mets 5-3 over Colorado. Philadelphia 9 and the Dodgers 4. In the American League, Houston 6, Texas 4. Oakland 3-2 over the White Sox. Yankees 5, Angels 2. Baltimore 7-3 over Toronto. The Angels 8-2 over the Yankees in the nightcap. Kansas City 8, Boston 4. Detroit 6-2 over Seattle. And in interleague play, the Cardinals and Cubs both won. St. Louis 5-2 over Tampa Bay, and the Cubs 8-2 over Minnesota. Arizona 7, Cleveland 3. Arizona was a winner 5-3 over Cleveland in the nightcap as well. Quincy Hall became the latest American to electrify Olympic track and field with an out-of-nowhere comeback, sprinting from far behind in the 400 meters to reel in 3 runners and capture the gold medal last night. And Josh Jacobs followed up his 2022 All-Pro season with a year to forget. Now he's got a full training camp and believes he can help the Packers. They signed him to a 4-year, $48 million contract in the offseason. That's an update on sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
521, if you're ready, kids. A little stiff and sore this morning. Give me another Aleve. Okay, we're ready for the aerobic polka.
It used to be on Saturdays I'd stay home alone. There was no one there to talk to, and no one I could phone. And then one day a friend came by and got me out of bed. He was going to a polka dance, and this is what he said. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. So I tried it and I like it now. I play them every day. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. The polka's here to stay. I have friends who have a band and they play rock and roll. I told them about polkas and they said it has no soul. I asked them if they ever gave polka music a try. They said no, so I looked at them and gave them this reply. Try it, you
I saw some dancers dancing to a shuffle beat. The rumba and the cha-cha, they could really move their feet. I asked them if they ever went to a polka dance. They said no, so then I said, give the dance a chance. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. Out there in music land, look at them, what you haven't tried. Come out to Dick Rogers' dance, don't stay away and hide. The polka is the coming thing, so try it if you will. The happy sound of polkas will give you quite a thrill. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it.
Oh, here you go, Dick Rogers in the band, and Try It, You'll Like It. And if you were kind of scratching your head and thinking, where did they come up with that slogan? It does go back some years. Some of us old enough to remember will remember that was a line from an Alka-Seltzer commercial. Out for your upset stomach? Take Alka-Seltzer and feel better. Try it, you'll like it. Yes, indeed. 61 here on WRCO. Today we're headed toward a high of 76. A light shower could happen around midday. Mostly clear at times tonight and 51. Sunny and 71 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and crisp Friday night and a low of 49 degrees. 61, the overnight low here at WRCO. And good old RC, this is Sawyer Brown on the Light in the Milk House Show.
Operator, we must have a bad connection. If you've got someone over me, I changed my number when she changed her mind. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Operator, now we've been disconnected. How does she keep getting through? And I won't have a choice. And if I hear a voice, operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line.
Make that wine. Put it in myself back home. So stop, stop in grace and make that wine. Put it in a bottle, boys, and shake it on down the line. I said stop, stop in grace and make that wine. There's a trouble.
Tell us and stomp them grapes. Maybe wash your feet before you do. Anyway, we're at 61 degrees here at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn wins the game against above-ground pests with three distinct modes of action. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Hungry fairgoers are finding one of the longtime food stands hosted by an ag organization has changed a lot. Brownfield's Larry Lee reports from the Wisconsin State Fair.
The Wisconsin Pork Association's Pork Shop food stand is a popular stop for fairgoers, but Executive Vice President Carrie Ritalik tells Brownfield the old portable kitchen needed a lot of volunteers and wasn't as efficient as they needed it to be.
We don't have as many counting organizations, and we need volunteers to actually run this business.
Alex says the new setup uses two blue and white kitchen trailers, which can be set up separately or together, allowing fewer workers to get more done.
We can be cleaning up at the end of the night before we're done selling, and it just makes it more efficient for us to be able to move on and be able to get out of here before midnight like we used to.
Ritalik says the more efficient setup also keeps customer lines moving, allowing staff to make more money to fund non-checkoff pork producer initiatives throughout the year. From the Wisconsin State Fair, Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. The cyclical nature of agriculture can help project how long grain markets might remain in a slump. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp reports from Minnesota Farm Fest in southwest Minnesota.
North Star Commodity Senior Market Analyst Mark Schultz says commodity prices are coming off a big run-up similar to a surge in 1996.
We saw corn go up to 460. We then sat into about a 3 to 5 year period where prices were depressed. And we had the big run-up in 08. That was a short-lived one that only lasted a year and a half because then we got back into a problem of weather problems that escalated the market up.
He tells Brownfield there was another multi-year downturn after 2012 when corn averaged $3.50 a bushel and soybeans ranged from $9.50 to $10.
That's an outside shot of what I'd see happen. If you do not have a weather problem and this crop does go to record levels and South America comes in, I'd say that's pretty much a given.
Near Redwood Falls, Minnesota, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Thanks, Mark. An ag economist says he doesn't expect the outlook for the farm economy to improve anytime soon. University of Missouri's Scott Brown says profitability in the sector hasn't been this slim since 2018-2019.
Input costs continue to be fairly high. Labor stays high. you know, from a livestock perspective, can talk about much lower feed costs, all the other costs, vet medicine, you name it, all those costs have stayed high.
He tells Brownfield farmers are looking at ways to reduce costs, and that's affected other parts of the industry. U.S. ethanol production declined in the last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,067,000 barrels a day. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu with Tim Tech Auction Realty. USA results in upcoming events. Large squares topped at $205 a ton and large rounds topped at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch our online-only auctions. There are some nice tools, vehicles, machinery, household, and much more on our three auctions ending August 14th and 21st, all at 6 p.m. Soft close. Go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetu. Have a great day.
A light round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day firm. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade was relatively quiet Wednesday. There was a small round of trade reported in Kansas at $187 live. That's a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted averages. It's probably not enough business to establish an accurate price trend. Bid surfaced at $305 dressed. Asking prices were at $188 to $190 live in the south and $308 dressed in the north. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until sometime later today or into tomorrow. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, calves under 550 pounds were too lightly tested for an accurate price trend. Wean calves over 550 pounds and yearlings are mostly $4 to $10 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate for a moderate supply. The recent slide in cattle futures has buyers more reserved recently. Medium and large one feeder steers, 563 to 590 pounds, brought $303 to $312. Feeder steers, 652 to 689 pounds, brought $273.50 to $288. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 623 to 649 pounds, brought $264 to $269.50. Box beef closed lower with late demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.96 at $313.85. Select closed 79 cents lower at $299.47. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 500 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors didn't have to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts to move needed numbers Wednesday. Global demand for U.S. pork continues to be a bright spot for the market, helping provide some price support. Hog weights were down again this week, but are still well above year-ago levels. And the industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 4 cents higher with a weighted average of $85.92. The Iowa Minnesota was up 45 cents with a weighted average of $85.83. And the Western Corn Belt closed 44 cents higher with a weighted average of $85.96. Pork values closed sharply lower, down $3.35 at $98.96. Bellies dropped nearly $16 Wednesday. Estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, even on the weekend, up about 11,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were up and feeders were lower, waiting on direct business to develop. In lean hog futures, end of the day lower, concerned about long-term demand uncertainty. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next AgriMindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartje Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartje Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartje's crane truck. For more information, call Hartje Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Wednesday, direct cattle business was quiet. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn are down with generally mild weather in much of the Midwest. September beans were 8¾ lower at 10.05 and a quarter. November was down 8 at 10.18¾. September corn was 5½ lower at 3.83 and a quarter. December was down 4½ at $4.75. Live cattle were up. Feeders were down, getting ready for this week's direct business. October live was 22 higher at 179.27. December was up 7 at 178.12. September feeders were down $1.67 at 238.90. And pressured by questions about sustained domestic demand, October hogs were $1.82 lower at 74.57. December lean was down $1.87 at $67.07. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A Georgia congressman says Washington is not doing enough for farmers. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Congressman Austin Scott is a Georgia Republican who recently told the Convention of Peanut Farmers,
"We're going to have a serious conversation about whether or not we leave SNAP and production ag tied together. We've gone from SNAP getting 67% of the farm bill to now it gets 80%. If it continues to stay tied together, I think that 80% moves to 85%. The American farmer deserves better than 10% out of what we call the farm bill. And if the elected officials aren't listening or paying attention and understanding, they need to recognize that the Americans love their soldiers, they love their law enforcement officers, and they love their farmers. And they want all three of them taken care of. And I can tell you, it's not happening right now in Washington, D.C.
In shows earlier this week, we talked about farm solvency and whether the farm bill being considered will address that. Scott says it needs to happen soon.
2 days ago, I listened to a banker answer a question from a cotton farmer. The people that you're banking today, what percentage of them do you think you'll be able to bank next year if something doesn't change? The response was 80%. Translate that another way, 20% of the people that are farming today won't be able to farm a year from now.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. A new alliance will convert a milk byproduct into ethanol for sustainable aviation fuel. Canadian-based dairy distillery CEO Omid McDonald tells Brownfield, this isn't the first time the technology has been used.
In the 70s, there was a lot of focus on fermenting lactose to make ethanol to power cars during the oil crisis. Once the oil crisis disappeared, they couldn't compete against corn ethanol, and so the idea sort of disappeared. And now we've revisited it with the lens of carbon reduction.
Head of the Michigan Milk Producers Association, Joe Diglio, says a cooperative wanted to find more value for the milk permeate left over from the ultra-filtering process at its Southern Michigan plant.
There was very little, if any, value associated with that. So we're excited about selling energy in the ethanol market.
In an interview with Brownfield during this week's groundbreaking, USDA Deputy Administrator John Berg said innovative projects like this are a great example of how the agriculture industry is leading climate solutions.
We have around 8 million dairy cattle in this country. They produce a lot of milk. There's a lot of permeate produced. And we're not suggesting that all of that's going to go to ethanol, but a good chunk of it could. And if it did, that would have a huge impact on sustainable aviation fuel, have a huge impact on low carbon ethanol.
Once complete in 2025, the $41 million ethanol plant is expected to process 14,000 tons of milk permeate into more than 2 million gallons of ethanol and reduce the site's carbon footprint by 5%. Cash dairy prices were again mixed Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was down 0.75 cents at 59 cents, blacks up 6.5 at $1.96.5, barrels up 4 cents at $1.95, butter unchanged at $3.10.25, and non-fat dry milk down 0.25 cents at $1.23 per hundredweight. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
A high temperature today expected to reach 76 degrees. Good morning. Partly to mostly cloudy today, and then tonight partly cloudy to clear, a low of 51. 71 for a high Friday, and then the bottom drops out a little bit, a low of 49 on Friday night. Saturday, 73. Right now, it's still quite foggy around here, and we're at 61 degrees. We're up one from the overnight low temperature. This is the Light in the Milk Cow Show. As we give you the call, get Thursday, the 8th of August, started. Here's Wynn Stewart.
Heaven knows we've seen storm clouds gather, and it looked just like our world was gonna end. Yes, we've touched the thorns of life, now we know better, and we're more in love now than we've ever been. After the storm comes the sunshine, the clouds are gone, life. There will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain? Just like a second honeymoon. Yes, we fought the storms of life, now we know better, and the rain just helped to make the roses bloom. After the storm comes the sunshine, after the rain.
not survive if you ever had to leave. And in the light of day, I tend to do okay. But when the night takes hold, I think of you.
Howard and David, the Bellamy Brothers, on the Light in the Milk House show. We'll get Tony's latest take on weather for the coming days in just a little bit. Here's Patsy Cline.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antone, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone.
Patsy Cline and the San Antonio Rose here on WRCO. Drive carefully on your way through today. The fog, well, maybe starting to lift a little bit. There are some areas, I've talked to some listeners this morning that don't have any, so it's kind of, it's patchy, pockety. Yeah, well, we've got some new words this morning. But anyway, Tony will have more in just a little bit here on the weather. A nice win for the Brewers last night. What is that, about 16 hits in two games against Atlanta? So they're hitting the ball well, which is not like the normal Brewers.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, there is a weak front coming across the area today, but it looks like most of the moisture will be split north of us and south of us. So some scattered light showers expected over the north half of Wisconsin through midday. Just a small chance of a sprinkle or light shower around our area toward lunchtime. Otherwise, the front is more active as well, south of us down toward portions of Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and Iowa. Either way, it looks like some much cooler weather will be building in starting tomorrow, lasting for a couple of days, as a batch of air out of central Canada sweeps down across the upper Midwest and knocks our temperatures back about 10 degrees below normal. And with some gusty winds out there tomorrow and Saturday, that will definitely add a fall-like feel to the air, but overall pretty nice with some partial sunshine, so get out there and enjoy. Low humidity as well. Things will gradually warm back toward normal as we head toward early next week. We don't see signs of any heavy rain in the forecast for early to mid next week. So today, look for partly to mostly cloudy skies, that slight chance of a light shower or sprinkle around midday. High temperature about 76. South wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming west 10 to 15 by afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear, falling back to 51 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler with a high of 71. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Friday night, partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 49. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, and comfortably cool once again, high 73. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Sunday should be mostly sunny and pleasant, low 50, high 77. Monday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm for the afternoon, low 54, high up to 79. Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds and seasonal, low 57, high near 80. And next Wednesday, partly sunny, just a small chance of a thunderstorm, high about 81. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Right now in Richland Center, our temperature is at 60 degrees with some fog hanging around. Yesterday's high was 79. The record high was set on the 8th of August in 1986 when we topped out at 96 degrees. Also 42, the record low in 1964. Last year's high, 85, and the low, 61. Sunset will happen at 8:15 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 6 o'clock, coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, we're at sunrise time today. Also, we have the air calm and no precipitation. After a midnight reading of 66, we are at 60 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott's Industries.